Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Hey, everyone. We sit down and chat with Brad Bevel of Bevel Dog Behavior today, as seen this season on The Real Housewives of Dallas, Fancy Westcott's dog trainer. Do you know he also trains Mama D's dog, Carrie Duber's dog? He's trained JoJo Fletcher's dog from The Bachelor, Courtney Kerr. Remember Courtney Loves Dallas, that old, amazing Bravo show? But he's also been hired by Miss Bronwyn Burke in The OC. Here's the thing. We didn't just sit down with Brad to talk about all these clients and what they're like behind the scenes and his dog. I want answers on Bravo dogs. So is it wrong to carry a dog around 24 hours a day and treat it like a child and have it never hit the floor, a la Jiggy Vanderpump, RIP? What about Tiago Jane Girardi? Does Tiago sense the change in the household that he now has just a mommy and daddy doesn't live with mommy anymore? And what about, I mean, God forbid, Miss Jane Girardi, you know, goes away somewhere, innocent till proven guilty, guys, but goes away somewhere, you know, is Tiago going to feel that loss? And what about when, you know, Erica would return? Also, are we only focused on dogs? Would Bevel Dog Behavior ever expand? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the number one pet in Bravo history is T'Challa Samuels. Just my opinion. You can agree. You can disagree. We cover it all, guys. So head on over to our Patreon. Check this out. It's really a fun chat. And here are some excerpts.
Life just kind of went on. And then she got Fancy. And she knew she wanted to like kind of get ahead of it because Louis was a really sweet dog, but he still had some stuff. I mean, even when he was 14 years old, he still kind of wasn't potty trained. And you know, there were some other things. He had anxiety and stuff. And so she wanted to get in front of all that stuff with Fancy. So she reached out like right away whenever she first got Fancy. It was still a secret, I think, because it was going to be part of the storyline. So I wasn't allowed to say anything. I wasn't allowed to post, all that kind of stuff. But, yeah. So she just reached out through Instagram, I think. And we met and she trusted me because of all the other, you know, clients that I've had over there in her neighborhood. And that was it. And then I fell in love with Fancy.
Well, that's a good start. So, I mean, you know, going back to like the dog versus the person, I mean, I imagine who's harder to train.
I mean, it's always the person, always. And I'm not saying that about Cameron. I'm saying that about pretty much any client that we have. Like the human's always harder because there's more emotions. A dog is just instinctual, acting and reacting. Human, there's so many more layers. And with Cameron, like her personality type is just, she's so so sweet, so outgoing, so you know, excited, and she's like really amazing. She's really amazing with people. She makes people feel good. She's very engaging and she has just naturally kind of high energy. And so Fancy feeds off that a little bit and it makes some of their interactions a little bit more difficult for Cameron because the Fancy's brain is like between a 6 and a 10. And when I interact with Fancy, I keep her brain between a 0 and a 5 because I know if she gets to 6, 7, 8,
how is working with Mama D?
So we have her dog right now. Daisy, so cute. Oh my God. It's like another one. It's like, how am I going to keep people from being overly excited with this dog? Because she's just so freaking cute. So sweet. Mama D's funny. We get along fine. I love her personality. I love how direct she is. I'm not sure. I can't remember the date when her dog is going home soon. So I'll have an update, you know, in a couple of weeks or something. But she is one of a kind, a firecracker, a Texan. We get along just fine. I think she's wonderful. Honestly, Mama D's personality type as a dog owner is pretty good. I mean, she's very, this is what I want, this is how I want it kind of thing. But she has some staff that I'm really going to have to work on because they are just so attached to Daisy that, you know, we're going to have to make sure that they kind of, you know, that everyone's on the same page and we're handling Daisy the way we need to be handling Daisy so that she can be happy, balanced.
I could see Mama D. I mean, like, to your point, you know, listen, I mean, she puts Deandra in her place when she needs to. So
yes,
I could see her saying, what about, so like, I don't know if you keep up with like other, like Bravo, like Lisa Vanderpump and Jiggy.
Yep.
He's no longer with us. So what about like someone like that, you know, like to your point, like, and I'm not coming for anyone, I'm just curious, like, you know, like, so Ken, her husband, always carry Jiggy around. I mean, you talk about people that treat their children, you know, they're all their animals like children. Like, is that really bad for a dog? Like, Jiggy was carried everywhere, like private planes, like never left alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone, Andy Cohn had Waka and then he had to give Waka away just because, you know, he thought he would be like too aggressive with a child. Like, is that,
best analogy I can give.
Good advice. So what, like Bronwyn reached out to you and said, I want a family dog and I have 7 kids. And
right. Yeah. And they're, I mean, their situation's complex. Like I was in Orange County for another client and I went and met with her. By the way, the coolest family, the sweetest people, felt like.
What about, like, we have Erica Jane. She's one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's now in this divorce from her husband. She has a dog, Tiago. So, I mean, it sounds like, to your points earlier about quarantine. So like this dog now has both parents, now only has one parent. They're in a lot of legal battles. They might go to jail. That's a whole nother story. But like,
oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, who knows, innocent until proven, but there's a lot going on. So it's just, so like, can a dog sense that, like, okay, there were two, now there's one. And like, say like an Erica did go to jail, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Will a dog have like that type of like, okay, you're gone for like, say a year and then you come back. It's really that, like, who is this? Like, it's.
No, that association will be there. Yeah. I mean, if she goes away for a year, that dog's association with her scent, sight, sound, and energy will still exist 100%. And as far as like splitting up, like anytime the pack changes.
What about, like, we had a few seasons ago on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it was called Puppygate, where one person adopted a dog from Vanderpump Dogs and then returned
about that.
Remember all this?
Yeah. Yes. I certainly do. Yeah.
Because the dog wasn't a good fit, claiming mainly it was the same reasons that Andy gave Waka away, just the dog wasn't a fit. And then it's a whole story. I'll spare you the whole story. But
what? Yeah. Wasn't it multiple dogs, though? Like, behind the scenes, weren't there or something?
Well, she gave the dog away. And the whole drama was that they think that Lisa Vanderpump set up this whole storyline to say it's Dorit's dog. And it was a whole thing that then went on for an entire, but the dog's name was Lucy Apple Juice. So, that's what most people said. So like, is there ever a name for a dog that is just too out there?
No, like, I think it's hilarious. I love it. I love insane names. I think it's hilarious. But
I know, such a fun chat. I mean, of course I had to bring up Lucy Apple Juice. Obviously, we cover a lot more. It's a really fun chat. We also cover Carson Kressley, who was asked if he was hot or not, Brad, the other night on Watch What Happens. and what filming RHOD is really like, head on over to Patreon. It's a fun chat. We needed some fun today, guys. I mean, who doesn't want to talk about all these Bravo dogs and pets with an expert trainer and some more about RHOD. Hope you guys like it. Bye.